So in case you haven't heard, we're having an eclipse. I didn't know if you knew that. We did hear the other day that somebody said they were really tired of hearing about it. So I feel like we've done a good job then of getting the word out. Where we are going to be a failure, though, is if anybody walks out of their door on April 8th at 1:54 in the afternoon and goes, why is it getting dark? So we hope that doesn't happen. So we will be in the path of totality of the total eclipse of the sun on April 8th, 2024. The Great North American Eclipse will cut a path through southern and southeastern Missouri. The first time that I spoke here at a chamber luncheon, we were 914 days away. So we have been talking about it for quite a while. And now we are just 67 days away. Yeah, we're still going to flash. So, after talking about the upcoming eclipse for almost 3 years now, I hope that everyone knows what an eclipse is. There has been a misconception that I would like to clarify. I had really thought I had seen a total solar eclipse from West Plains back when I was in elementary school. Turns out that is not true. It was a partial, just like the eclipse of 2017. If you did not travel to northern Missouri, what you saw from here was a partial eclipse. Apparently, the difference between a partial eclipse and a total eclipse is basically night and day. Yeah. The last time that a total solar eclipse was visible from West Plains was in 1869, so I don't think any of us were here for that. The next time that Joe was, you were here? Okay. The next time that we will see a total solar eclipse from West Plains is in 154 years in the year of 2178, and I don't think any of us are going to be here for that one either.
But you can always start advertising for it now.
We could. Save the date. Yeah. We need to find out what day that's on. Okay. That would be kind of funny. So this one is really kind of a big deal. An article in Scientific American in 2017 explained it well. The scientist who wrote it says, talking about percentages and eclipses, you can get a false impression. If 100% is good, then 99% is like just about as good, right? No, not at all. He notes that when the moon covers the sun for that last 1%, the sky gets 10,000 times darker. So if you've got anybody that thinks they're going to, you know, watch it from Kabul, they're probably in that 99, 98%, so they really need to drive on in that day. We will get to view the partial eclipse for an hour and a half before and after totality. You will need your eclipse glasses to watch that as the moon takes a bite out of the sun. And then when totality begins at 1:54 p.m., you can remove your eclipse glasses, and that is the only time that we here on Earth can see the sun's corona. And it's the only time that it is safe to look at the sun. So, anyway, we'll flash back up here in a minute. So here's a look at the two eclipse paths. The eclipse in 2017 crossed the United States from coast to coast. The Great North American Eclipse of 2024 also begins in the Pacific Ocean, but this time it begins in Mexico, continues northeast through the United States, and exits into the Atlantic Ocean in Canada. Lucky for us, all we have to do on April 8th is just step outside and look up. Although the path of the 2017 eclipse covered more miles through the United States, the 2024 eclipse will pass through more major cities, except in Missouri. In 2017, there were 12 million people who lived inside the path of totality. For 2024, there are more than 31 million people living inside the path. For Missouri, give it a second, that is 474,000 people living in the path of totality. A remarkable fact would be, if the slide show up, is that over half the U.S. population lives within 250 miles of the path of totality. To me, that's kind of a scary little fact. This map shows the shortest drives to the path of totality. The number of people expected to visit Missouri for the eclipse is estimated to be between 43,000 on the low side and 173,000 on the high side. Other Missouri cities in the path include Gainesville, Mountain View, Eminence, Winona, Alton, Thayer, Donovan, Van Buren, Ellington, Poplar Bluff, Piedmont, Dexter, Kennett, New Madrid, Sykeston, Fredericktown, Perryville, St. Genevieve, Jackson, and Cape Girardeau. Missouri is defying that statement that the 2024 eclipse is passing through a more populated and major cities than in 2017. The most populated city in the path in Missouri is Cape Girardeau with a population of just 39,000. So how many people are going to show up here? Well, that's the million-dollar question. I wake up in the middle of the night, like, I had a nightmare that my husband was trying to get in to watch the eclipse with me, and we live west of Pomona, and he got out to 63 to head south, and it was just like gridlock, bumper to bumper, and I was trying to, was on the phone with him, like, okay, go back and take this county road, and then take that county road, and I feel like he got here, but, you know. So we are planning a party, but we don't know for how many guests. And after looking at the statistics and maps, we believe that the party is not going to be for just us and a few of our closest friends. Common sense tells us that people who want to view the eclipse, other than those hardcore people who are headed to South Texas and Mexico, will choose the closest location to where they live, and a location that is easy to access with four-lane highways. Using this theory, we would expect to see visitors from the western side of the state, including Springfield, Joplin, and Kansas City areas. Ticket sales from the concert show us that in addition to people coming from Springfield, Joplin, and Kansas City, tickets have been purchased by people from 24 states. So that leads us to believe that a lot of people are coming here because they have friends or relatives here. For our locals and all of the visitors, we're throwing a party to celebrate this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for West Plains. We want this to be a success for our businesses and organizations. Eclipse West Plains Party in the Path has been coming together for several years. We have a wide range of events during the four-day festival, and we're adding things almost daily now that we're getting close. And we are really excited about our event lineup. Kicking it off will be the concert here at the West Plains Civic Center on Friday, April 5th. We have been working on this lineup for more than a year, and everyone seems to be very excited with our choices of 38 Special and Ozark Mountain Daredevils. More than half the tickets have already been sold since our on-sale date of January 12th. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you might want to stop by the box office on your way out today. Other events on Friday will be... We'll kick off Eclipse Art Shows. We'll be start Friday and go throughout the weekend and into Monday. Sci-fi movies. We've got information for our visitors of self-guided mural, history, and art tours. And then, of course, the concert Friday night at the Civic Center. Saturday's lineup begins with a 5K run at Galloway Park. That is being put on by Alicia Gunter and her crew, and proceeds from that event will benefit Zizzer Cross Country and Track. And then we will have a Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast right here at the Civic Center Saturday morning. Pancakes might be a good way to soak up some alcohol from the concert the night before. And then Saturday from 10 to 5 on the east lot at the Civic Center, we will have a Sunshine Festival, which will have vendor booths, food trucks, and a beer garden. Also on Saturday at the West Plains Public Library, there will be a Cosmic Carnival for kids. That's going to be a free event for the kids. We will have about, I think, 15 different carnival games set up. We've got bounce houses, a spacewalk instead of a cakewalk, a petting zoo. And we are looking for volunteers to help with that. We are going to provide the carnival games. If your business or organization would like to volunteer for those 4 hours to run the carnival games for us, we will provide the games and the prizes, and all you need to do is bring a canopy and a table and some chairs. We will have a live painting event with Balaji. He will be back in town. He is going to be doing a large-scale painting that will have a permanent home at the West Plains Public Library. So during that 10 to 2 time of the Cosmic Carnival, the painting will be in the community room, and kids can go in and add some paint and some colors to his painting. So we're going to have a little bit of a community effort there in helping him get that painting finished. Optimus Club is going to have duck races. There'll be the farmer's market. We will have downtown art stroll is moved up a week, so it will also be that Saturday in the afternoon. The Yellow House is having a music and art event called Black Sky Plus Yellow House. And then in the evening, we will finish that off with a neon parade through downtown West Plains. We are looking for parade entries. The theme is, of course, neon. So the categories are 80s, sci-fi, and then we have an open theme. As the chamber said, they are looking for volunteers to help pull that off. It does take a lot of volunteers to run the parade. And Brandon Beck from KY3 will be our grand marshal. That finishes out Saturday. Sunday, there'll be a dice run to the mills. It will start and stop here at the Civic Center. That is open to two wheels, three wheels, four wheels, whatever. But that should be a fun event. Our friends at the Elks Lodge and the AmVets are helping us put that on and facilitate all the roll stops. And money raised from that will go to the Christmas for Kids that the Elks does, and then also the AmVets to support local veterans. We'll have food trucks here again on Sunday. CASA is having a dodgeball tournament. And then Sunday evening's big event is the Child Advocacy Center Hot Air Balloon Glow. It has concerts by Ha Ha Tonka and Fender Bender, and they are having fireworks to end that evening, and the fireworks are being set off by Brandon Beck and Dr. Brian Morrison, who apparently love to play with fire. And then Monday is our big day. So Monday morning at the public library, we will have the eclipse painting dedication with Balaji. And then we will have food trucks at the Civic Center and the fairgrounds. Those two places, plus the Ted Lander Soccer Complex, are the three official viewing sites for the city. We will have an astronomy presentation by Missouri State University professor here in the theater that morning. And then he is also bringing students from his class with telescopes, with solar filters. Those will be set up. We'd also been contacted by an individual that likes to do that. So there will be telescopes outside of the Civic Center that you guys can go up and take a good look at what's going on with the sun. And then the eclipse is at 1:54 in the afternoon. So we are managing an app that will promote all the events, food and drink specials, shopping opportunities that are planned during the four-day festival. We'll be having a QR code that we will encourage everyone to scan. There won't be a lot of printed materials so that we can update things in real time as changes or updates happen. We'll have that plastered around town. We'll have information booths at a lot of these different events to show the visitors, you know, where to get on that and where to see what else is going on. We want to promote your business or your organization. If you are doing a special, if you've got some sort of shopping discounts, if you've got a drink that you made special that's eclipse themed or anything like that, please reach out to me or Terry at the Welcome Center, and we will get your information added to that app. We still have some sponsorship opportunities available for Eclipse West Plains. And if you're interested in seeing what else is available and you'd like to be a sponsor, you can reach out to me or to Russ Gant. And then it is going to take a lot of volunteers. I mean, I think it's just 70 for the parade alone. We are actively taking volunteer applications. You can go to explorewestplains.com and go to the Total Solar Eclipse page. At the bottom of that page, there's a button to click to volunteer. We'll get your information. You will start getting some information from us here in a few weeks. It's just a little early to kind of tell you what we're doing because we don't know where we're putting you probably yet. And then again, we are looking for business organizations to run those carnival games at the Cosmic Carnival. But just reach out and let us know if you're interested in helping. Merch. It's not too late to order your t-shirts or eclipse glasses for your business or your organization. Special pricing for larger quantities on eclipse glasses. We can even, it's getting close to time that we are not going to be able to keep offering this, but we can offer to put your logo on the eclipse shirts as well. There's forms on the back table that you can pick up for that. As with any event of this size, there will always be some challenges. In the coming weeks, we will be sharing some information about things your business needs to consider when planning for an influx of visitors. Let's all remember that we are going to do the best that we can. We want to be a welcoming community, and we want these visitors to think of West Plains as a place that they want to visit again. We want them to have a great experience while they're here. You can stay up to date with our information on Facebook. If you haven't already, like and follow Explore West Plains and then also Eclipse West Plains. We have two different Facebook pages. And then we will be keeping our website updated with information on explorewestplains.com. There's links on all of those different events as we get the event pages set up that you can click on those links and go to that information.